This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Alnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And yes, we are a 100% employee-owned company. Not that anybody cares, but if you were if a couple baristas in Starbucks and you get unionized, you get all sorts of news. But right. 100% employee-owned company in Connecticut, crickets. Doesn't matter.
Right.
It just blows my mind.
Terrible.
But it is what it is. That's what the news media does. It is what it is. So let's go to your calls. We're going to go back to Rich in Florida again. What's happening, Rich?
Yep. Thank you. So the second question is, again, regarding the access points. As we roam around, whether it's a phone or a laptop, whatever the clients, whatever you want to call it, within the LAN, the transition connection between the APs is not exactly smooth.
Correct.
I do have them on different channels.
Doesn't matter.
Actually, okay. Yeah, that doesn't help.
So it's back to the mesh. It's the mesh network again. So
you're killing me here.
Sorry. Yeah. So my example of that hallway, right? The access points work together in a mesh network. They see Rich coming and going. They say, "Oh, I got Rich now. You don't worry about him. He's over here in the bedroom." And then you go downstairs into the living room. Oh, the access point down there. I see Rich coming. I'll pick him up here over. And the other guy says, "Okay, I'll let him go." So basically, that mesh network works together to make sure that there's a smooth transition as you move around the LAN.
And sophisticated ones will actually change channels
right,
to maintain the same channel number for your device as you're moving through the mesh. And then maybe like your wife's cell phone might have its own channel as it moves through the mesh, so that the transmissions are always coming in differently for each device. And it keeps them segregated and it gives you better bandwidth on each one.
Yeah. So what? Go ahead.
So, admittedly, I mean the mesh technology is not exactly old by any means. I mean, granted, it's not last year either. So the AP concept has been in place for a decade or more, I guess, really.
Oh, longer than that.
Much longer.
Yeah. So where there's got to be some tweaking I can do to improve things, or
they're all disparate.
You're dealing with physics, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You're dealing with the physics of radio transmission, and then you're dealing with the computation of how those different networks work together or don't, as the case may be.
Right. They're all stupid access points. They don't know about the other ones. They have no clue there's another access point.
They don't. Literally, they don't.
And your phone is just saying, okay, I feel this one is the best one right now. And you've told your phone, hey, choose the best access point to use. It's already configured to kind of do that. But because they're not smart, you're not using a mesh system, There's nothing you can do to tweak that to make it better. Nothing.
Okay. So sort of in a conclusion, we're sort of nowadays we're sensitized to the technology advancements. And, you know, I guess how I'm phrasing it would be is that we're sensitized to today's technology capabilities, but somewhat still stuck in, I guess I didn't appreciate,
right.
I guess is what I'm really saying.
That's the right way to say it.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
That's probably a better way.
And as the technology changes around us, it's so fast that we don't even realize how fast it's changing around us. And I mean, I was at a client just a couple weeks ago who's got a 10-year-old access point and is going to improve all his access points. The thing's 10 years old. He's like, it stinks. I'm like, of course it does. Your phone doesn't even know what that old access point is doing. And so you're exactly right. We don't appreciate. So once you get a taste of it, you assume all Wi-Fi works the same way, right? And that's the problem. And so, yeah, you if you really want to improve anything, Rich, go to a mesh-style network. How big is the home?
It's about 3,200.
Okay, yeah. So a couple of access points, one upstairs, one downstairs.
One floor. So, well, actually, it's all one floor. So that's why everything's all wide. And, and down here, so you know, safety zone, out. You got concrete block walls.
Yep.
So, you know, you need that, you know, you got that blockage going on.
Yeah, so go and just go. You've got it. You can get it through committee very easily. She's all for it. Just get three new. Just replace those access points with mesh style access points, and maybe update your router at the same time, because it makes sense to kind of have everything current. If that router is old and not a sixth, you know, Wi-Fi 6 level, when you go to fiber,
yeah, it's a next year Nighthawk, the RR8000.
What kind of bandwidth do you have for internet?
I just stick with 100 in terms of what I'm paying for.
Then it's fine.
Yeah.
But understand though that if it's offering Wi-Fi 2, it's a disparate network rather than part of the mesh. So if you want to have a fully mesh network, all the devices have to work together. So you can get maybe Nighthawk offers a mesh access point to add on to that router.
Yeah, I think they have Orbi or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, it goes by a different name, but it's Orbi, yeah.
Okay, and that'll work with that particular router, you think, so that the SSID it's broadcasting would be part of the mesh? I don't know.
I can't say for sure about that.
That's what you got to check, or you have the same problem. It's more. Right. It works great in some spots, but then the other one hands off.
Well, I do know that Netgear makes Orbi mesh equipment,
right,
where you have a base that is also the main access point and router, and then you'll have, you know, two or three or four satellite devices.
So try to find that whole solution.
Yeah, that's going to serve you well.
Okay.
All right, Rich.
All right. I'll leave it be. I had one last question. If you're,
we got to be fair. Caller. Yeah, we have four other callers. Thanks, Rich.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You
appreciate
got it.
It.
You're our pleasure.
All the best, man.
You too.
Bye bye.
All right. He's got some work to do. We always love people giving people work to do. Let's go to Ed out there in Wallingford next. He's been on the longest. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Look, my question, maybe you can answer it, and then maybe, again, you can't. I'm one of the people that are still stuck with Comcast.
All right.
And if I were to switch to, say, Frontier Internet and eliminate Comcast, do you think my X1 TV box would still work?
No.
X1. It's tied in directly to their internet.
Right.
Okay, that answers a big question.
Yes.
Second thing here, Facebook settlement. I'm looking at this page here. I don't know if this is a scam or not. It was sent to me.
Be careful.
But
it could be genuine. Yeah.
It could be genuine, but a lot of these things are now going to be leveraged.
A lot of them are not, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And the address that it is, it's showing the little padlock on there as secured website.
That doesn't matter anything. They can spend the money on that. It's bad guys can do that.
Is there a legitimate website to go to file for this?
I can try to find that. We can find that. Try to find that for you if you want to file for it and get your $1.50, whatever they're going to send you.
What was that? Equifax or Equifax?
Yeah.
When they did the class action suit, this is just a little quick thing here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got involved in that.
Nice.
And after all this time and the lawyers making millions and millions of dollars, I got a check for $7.50.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I refuse to cash it. They keep sending me emails because they want, number one, they want me to cash it to accept the settlement.
Right.
And number two, they want to clear their books.
I love it. Give them hell.
I got the check right in front. It's so comical because I ain't going to cash this thing.
No. Now, the other thing, too, Ed, you talked about that Xfinity box. You're paying a monthly fee for just having the box.
I know. That's the next step, is to buy a box for myself and put it in.
It wouldn't be a box for yourself. You would literally cut the cord and start streaming using a streaming service like Sling or YouTube TV. You would just pay for internet service from the lowest priced internet service in your area. So you check for Frontier, you can check Comcast, and of course you can check to see if GoNetSpeed is there.
I just checked a little while ago, and they're still not in my area.
Okay. But the point is, you can go ahead and just get basic, you know, just get your internet, 100 megabit internet, and then stream your services, and you don't need any boxes. You'll need a streaming box of some kind, but you don't pay monthly for that.
Yeah, well, I do have a Roku stick in my TV.
Perfect.
And that works. I mean, it's lightning fast compared to what Comcast is offering me.
There you go.
For example, if I try to go to YouTube, mm-hmm. talking to the Comcast remote, it's like watching cars rust. If I go to the Roku, I press that, boom, I'm there instantly.
There you go. So you already have a taste of cutting the cable. You just got to go the whole way.
Well, hey, look, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. I listen every week.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. So we'll put the link up there for the class action.
I do have the genuine link.
All right. And what can you get? Is it like $1.50? I don't know.
I don't know if it really says.
All right. You can get Zuckerberg's, a little bit of Zuckerberg's money. Well,
right now, I think they're still letting people sign up to be part of it. So I don't know if they could even give you an amount.
Gotcha.
So.
All right. So we'll step out right now, I guess, Carolyn, for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. Jim, Paul, Jay, and MJ. Hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. We'll be here till 11 o'clock and do what we can to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. AI, the whole AI thing is just, a little Y2K-ish all over again as far as I'm concerned. But,
yeah,
you know, they are trying to scare you, and I don't know. Could it be a thing? Sure.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows just how smart it is? Let's go to Jim in Summers next. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, good morning. Two quick things for you. I heard you were talking about UMA. I had it. I was still getting robocalls left and right.
Of course.
But our primary reason for having it is, you know, we have like four or five phones in the house. They're all connected.
Right.
They're not like a cell phone, but we're more worried about calling 911. So UMA has a thing where you can just call out, not call in. So, you know, and there's a GPS thing on it, so you have to register where you are. So, you know, if you're up in your bedroom, cell phone's downstairs, you have to call 911. You just pick up the phone, call 911, and that's still available anywhere in the house as long as you have a remote there, you know, a remote phone. So
It
works out, and it's only $3 a month, so you can't beat that for safety.
No.
And the other thing is, we switched to Frontier from Cox. What a difference. Very happy. No issues. It's cheaper. It's more reliable, and it's faster. So
yeah. And again, the reason it's cheaper is thanks to GoNetSpeed.
Yeah, they lowered the market price for fiber.
Yeah. But good for you.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, good show. Thank you. I appreciate all your help.
No, thank you, Jim, for chiming in.
All right.
So yeah, there's a lot of reasons, I guess, if you still want to use your old copper lines, and if that's a way to do it for you. I mean, who am I to say? I mean, I got my phone on me all the time, but my wife constantly can't find her phone. So she's in big trouble if she's got a need, you know, if she falls down. All right, let's go on to Paul in Suffield next. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm talking to you on a normal phone now, actually.
Oh, but neat.
Oh. I got grandfathered in on their original plan where they said it's going to be free for a lifetime, and so I don't even pay the taxes on it.
Wow.
You pay nothing?
You pay zero?
That's really old, and you must be running it for a long time.
That's right, yeah. When they first came out, they foolishly made the, it's going to be free for the basic plan.
That's awesome.
Yep. My question is, I had my house built 30 years ago, and at the time I wanted to put in Category 5 wiring.
Yeah.
And I had never seen it before, so I went to an electrical supply place, and the salesperson there had never seen it either, and I ended up putting in phone lines.
Oh, no.
Wire.
Cat 3?
So a few years after that, though, yeah, I did find out what 5 was and put a bunch of holes in the house and ran the right stuff. and so, but now time marches on, and yes, the fibers down my street, I guess, thanks to buckets of federal money.
Yes, that's true,
well,
too.
Well, that's part of it also, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. But, and so now the slowest speed they offer is 500 megabits, mm-hmm, and even though I don't really need that, I
right,
might as well throw it away.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking to replace this Category 5 with 6.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, do I also need to replace the wall jacks, and I have a patch panel in the cellar?
So double check them to see if they're Cat 5E or not. If you already have Cat 5E, you can get gigabit speeds out of that.
No, it's just 5.
Just 5. All right, so yes, all the interfaces have to be at least Cat 6 then. The patch panel, the outlets, everything needs to be Cat 6 to get a certified or guaranteed gigabit speed. Could it still give you some close to that, even running maybe even 5? Yeah, maybe. But it's, yeah, if you're going to do it right.
Loose things, right. Yep. Yeah, okay.
And then upgrade your switches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's all done already. Yeah.
All right.
I got gigabit switches and that. Yep. Yeah.
Good.
And as far as the Category 5E and 6 wiring, as I understand it, they'll both carry gigabit speed, but 6 will go farther. Is that correct?
Six will go faster.
6 will go faster. Also, it works with gigabit over much longer distances than 5E.
Not a whole lot.
5E has a ceiling of what, 300?
325. And yeah. I think 6 is not that much further.
I think it's 500 for 6.
Do you
6.
Think so?
I think so.
So we don't have that memorized. But we probably have to look it up, Paul. But it may go further. It definitely goes faster.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Very good. More work to do.
There you go, Paul. Enjoy your speeds.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.
All right, yep, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. So technically what he's doing is, you know, you've got this, he's got a very nice road right now, but he says, you know what, I want to be on a 15-lane highway and still drive 55, but he wants to be able to have all that elbow room on his bandwidth. But he's not wrong. I mean, the problem is in many companies, there's a lot of old wire out there. And 20 years ago, everybody thought, oh, we're going to go wireless. Well, you know what? Wired always works. And
yes,
I think we've done more wiring now than we've ever done. And we have the wireless going as well. So it's as usual with technology, it's both.
Well, you know? Yeah, just this week we had another incident with a Wi-Fi printer. It's
yeah,
just not stable.
Exactly.
It's just not stable.
I mean, wired.
You know, it works. It worked. It didn't. Now it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? I can't tell you. This is Wi-Fi. What do you want?
Somebody turned on a blender in the office. Let's go on to Jay in Waterbury next. Hey, Jay, what's cooking?
Yes, good morning. When are you two going to get updated, the show? When are you two going to be replaced by AI?
Oh, our day's coming.
Oh, it will have to happen sometime.
Yeah.
We just don't know when.
At some point, you'll just simply ask, you'll be like Star Trek and say, you know, hey, computer. And it won't sound like the Star Trek computer. I mean, I always thought that was funny. It's going to sound like some gorgeous actress or some, you know, it's going to, or Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Your computer is going to respond to you as Morgan Freeman and answer all your questions in his voice.
Remember Odyssey, the movie, 2001 Odyssey?
Yes. Hal, yeah.
After I tried to take over the computer said, no, I can do it my way.
Yes.
It's getting ridiculous. Information overload. I'm getting like, I don't know what, I mean, and then if each country has AI, which one more, whatever, it's going to be
smarter
than doing the best job before we're in the middle of it.
I know. I would think the AI is going to get together and say, we'll let these humans just hang out while we run everything.
And then all this, are we going to have a, what you call, AI PC chip put into our brains?
I can see augmented types of things happening. We've got some amazing prosthetics going on. Why not offer some sort of additional compute power to our brains? I think that'd be neat.
Do you two have Android robots or like Alexia or something that you could talk to and it talks back to you?
No, we don't. I don't. I don't talk to Alexa. She's listening probably, but I don't talk to her.
I use Alexa at home sometimes, but not too often.
No. All right, Jay, we're coming up against the bottom of the hour. I appreciate the call. Don't worry. AI is not going to get you yet. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. We have four lines open, guys. Feel free to get online. Dennis and I are here until 11 o'clock, and we will do our best to take your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And so let's go right to your calls, and we're going to go to MJ next. What's happening, MJ?
Good morning. MJ here.
Yeah.
I have a question about Apple iPad, which I'm not extremely conversant in, but I know enough to be dangerous. I have a neighbor who's got one, and she's got a very unusual thing going on. She has her internet service with Comcast, which seems to be working fine. She can get on Google or one website or another. But when she tries to send an email and the template comes up as to who it's going to and what the subject is, there's a name that shows up as the source of the email. It's not her. She doesn't know who it is and how it got there. So when I saw that, I thought, this sounds like it got hacked or there's a virus or something going on. So my question is there such a thing as a free antivirus source that would run on the Apple iPad?
Yeah, ESET has a version also for the iOS world, you know, iPads, iPhones.
However,
ESET.
Yeah, ESET.
ESET.
Okay, good. Yep.
Now the outbound email question, though.
Yeah, that I don't think antivirus is going to be the solution for that.
No, something in
I was throwing a dart for sure. But it's very unusual. And when I look at the settings, I see two accounts. But I only see her. I can only call up hers. I don't know who this other person is.
So when you look at the settings, and what is the application you're using for the email? Is it a browser-based email, or is it from an app?
It's the app that comes bundled with iPad. Like, I have an iPhone, and it's the same icon on the iPad as on the iPhone.
Built-in stock mail app, yeah.
All right, so you're seeing two accounts, and when you try to send, some odd account is going out as a sender rather than hers.
Right, and it seems like, you know, empirically it's going out because you click send, you hear that swishing noise that the Apple iPad makes, and my iPhone makes the same noise.
Swishing
so it seems
noise.
Like it goes out.
Yeah. Does it sound like corduroy rubbing together?
Yeah. No, it's I don't know. It might be crinoline. I don't know. But it's a noise that is, you know, the audible confirmation that your email got sent.
All right. And
I try to send one to myself.
Yeah.
And it never arrives.
Okay. Something funky going on.
I'm going to ask you to bypass the mail app and go into the settings app for the phone. Or iPad, whichever, and look in mail, and then I think you're going to click on manage accounts, or it might just have a list of accounts that are registered right when you tap that. At any rate, what you're going to look for is an account that's similar to this strange thing that you don't understand. And if possible, remove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
But it's weird you're not getting the test.
Yeah, it's and I can't send anything to her either. I mean, my side looks like it sends, but the email goes out into the ether somewhere. It never arrives. Now, this is relatively new. I mean, it seems like she got hacked or something. I don't know.
Well, where is her mail actually coming from? Who's the mailbox with?
Comcast.
Can she log into Comcast via a browser? Or can you help her on a browser based login to see if she can get to her Comcast mailbox?
I haven't tried that, but I shall.
That's important because our whole lives are based on our email these days, and unfortunately, people's passwords for their email are really silly and easily hackable, and people just get, you know, who knows what's going on there.
Well,
but that's your source.
I actually helped her change her password. Which was, it looks like cartoon swear words at this point.
All right, good.
I know it's not an easy password, but it still doesn't solve the problem for her of being able to send under her name an email or receive under her name an email.
Well, I still think there's another account that's registered in the phone.
Right.
And, you're going to have to remove that, I guess. And we're going to post links to how to do that.
That would be good. Appreciate it.
All right, MJ, you're a good friend. You're a good friend.
Well, I'm in a small condominium. I'm retired, and word got out that I worked in IT for many years. So now I'm like,
oh no,
don't let
people know that.
You can't let that happen.
Well, one person found out, and now I'm like good neighbor Sam, you know.
Yes.
I'm like the resident IT pack mule.
Yep. Do you work for beer?
Unfortunately, although I'm not a young spring chicken myself, and many of these people are even older than me, so it's like, you know, Mike, can you help me out?
Nice.
So I'm willing to, because they're all nice people, but
that's good.
Yeah, I do have my limitations. So.
Yeah, usually the people in the condos are really nice. It's the association board; those are not the nice people.
Oh no.
Well, I was the president for a while, and I try to be diplomatic, but occasionally, you know, I would turn into Joseph Stalin.
Gotcha.
So I'm only kidding. All right. Well, thanks for your help. I'll try your suggestions.
Very good, NJ.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, so, I mean, yeah, that doesn't sound like it's... It sounds something else going on there besides a virus.
A little odd.
Let's go on to who's next here. We're going to go to Andrew in New Britain. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, guys. So I've got an email question. I'm nominally in New Britain, but really I'm calling from the land of living fossils here. About my old Hotmail account that I've had for 20 years.
Yeah.
Microsoft, has Hotmail used to be very generous memory allocation wise, memory space.
Yep.
And Microsoft keeps dialing back the memory, so they recently cut mine in half.
Mm-hmm.
They did ultimately lock up my email account for me, and they demand a ransom to be able to use my email account again.
What are you talking about? When you say locked up, you stop paying for it and they said you can't use it anymore? Is that kind of what you're saying?
No. They force you to pay it. They force you to go to a pay plan.
Okay, I see.
They don't give you a lot of tools. In terms of easily dispatching a large number of emails. Over 20 years is a lot of excavation to do. It's kind of an archaeological dig in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if there's maybe another program or something that can be used or patched or something to help to eliminate unwanted email, to sort.
Oh, okay.
Eliminate email or. Or some way to dig myself out of the hole because, I'm very unhappy about having to give them my credit card number.
Yeah. Well, they were nice enough to give you a free email box, but they got you hooked on it, and now they're like, okay, pay your dealer. So, in my opinion with email is it's deletable after, I use the Hillary Clinton approach. I delete all my email if it's 2 years, 2 years back. I have no reason to hang on to it. I just delete it all. So, if you really have a reason to hang on to old email, I mean, I don't know if we have enough time in our lives to go back and reread email we've already read within reason of time frames, because unless you're dealing with some sort of weird, business deals or something like that where sillily you actually used email for the deal rather than a CRM tool, you shouldn't be using email for that. It's like... I would tell you to delete as much as you don't need 20 years of email. You really don't.
Well, if you're looking for an easy way to like sort through stuff, you might have to use an email client like Outlook. Or Thunderbird.
Yeah.
And especially with Outlook, you would have the option to archive things that are older than a certain date.
Right.
And what that will do is it will actually download the mail from Outlook server or Hotmail server,
right,
and save it locally to a file on your computer. Now, if you can manage to maintain that file, then you're going to have access to that mail. But it's not anything that's up in the cloud and you're not going to have to pay for it.
That's a good point. Well, you delete it off the cloud.
Well, you delete it from the cloud, right? So you don't have to pay that extra amount to have that extra storage.
So you archive it local, and then you delete it off the cloud, and there you go. But you got to go through that whole process.
Yeah, and well, Outlook comes with an auto archive feature that you can set the settings.
Yep.
And just keep it connected all the time, and it will constantly do that for you. As time goes by, it'll keep deleting the oldest mail up to the whatever the breakpoint is that you've set, and it will save it to a PST file on your computer.
There you go.
Okay, and I'm a Hotmail user, but you're talking in terms of Outlook. So
yes, Outlook, the email client.
Yep. Okay, I'll have to write that down and research that.
So think of Hotmail as your post office. And think of the think of your mailbox outside your house as the mail client. We're telling you to upgrade your mailbox.
Right. Okay. So Outlook email client is the thing that will give me that utility. The archive is searchable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can give you directions on how to manage that.
Yep. It is.
It's fairly simple to set up once you've done it.
It'll be on your local system. And, of course, you got to remember to back it up because if you have a failure, it's gone.
Like I said, you're going to have to be able to keep access to that PST file.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have it and you have Outlook, you're always going to be able to read the mail in it.
Right.
Right. Okay. Do you have a link to that on your
We're gonna post a link that'll tell you how to use that feature.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. Great. Well, I thank you very much, then.
Our pleasure, Andrew.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. And the other thing to think of, too, is if these companies are going to start charging you for your mailbox, ask yourself who you really want to use for your mailbox in the first place.
Right.
You know, Hotmail, AOL, those companies, they're fine. But if you really you need to get serious about your email, and I would tell you to look at companies like Proton and what have you, which are fully encrypted and literally not in the country. And you can manage your email a lot more securely that way. And of course, your whole life revolves around your email. So if you're at AOL, for crying out loud, and you're logging into your financial planning system and you actually type the words at AOL after you I don't know what you're thinking, but yeesh. that's all I have to say is yeesh. you got to get a little more serious about our email these days. Let's go to Alan in Glastonbury. Next, what's happening, Alan?
This is really interesting and annoying.
I'm sorry. We do our best. we try our hardest for you, Alan.
No, not you.
Oh,
okay.
My problem.
Technology is annoying. Yes, we know that.
We agree.
Very annoying. You find out what I tell you.
All right.
I clicked on a link to Adobe Reader that said it was a free version. Well, it was free for 7 days. Then they wanted $300 a year.
What?
Yes.
Is that a new thing now?
Yes.
Adobe Reader?
Yes. Oh. Adobe Reader. Okay. If
Adobe Acrobat.
Right. What it does,
PDF reader.
Yeah.
What it does, I mean, you go to their website, you download Reader, you think you're installing Reader.
You do, yeah.
You are not installing Reader. You are installing a 7-day free trial of Acrobat.
Very
sneaky. We are going to try to find you a link that will get you to the actual Reader. And you'll be able to install that, so it will be Adobe Reader.
It still does exist, but they're actually doing a little bait and switch.
They hide it.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I did go around in circles, and I found all of that. What happened was when I did the download, I could not stop this. It also downloaded McAfee.
Yes.
Yes. It's done that for, 15 years?
Yeah. You have to uncheck those.
I went through about a week, finally, of trying to deleting the files, which said I didn't have access, et cetera, et cetera. Now they're gone. They don't show up. When I look at the installed programs. Mm-hmm. However, every time I turn on the computer, I get about 10 warnings from McAfee saying I'm unprotected. I shouldn't be using the internet unless I have McAfee. And it goes on and on and on. And when I click on him to get rid of him, another one pops right back up. And this goes on and on and on. And while I'm using my computer, every time I make a change, anything, I don't have to be on the internet, I get the same damn pop-up.
Wow. Okay, so you need the McAfee cleaner. There's probably still some residual going on there. We can try to find the McAfee uninstall program.
Yeah, we can get that for you.
Yeah, and we'll send that up there. And that's awful. Hey, what a bad experience.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and I try to, this has made it even worse. I found a program that was, this is from McAfee's site. I found a program that said it would get rid of the pop-ups. And so I clicked on that, and yes, I downloaded this program, and I couldn't use the program because they wanted $90, and
I don't think you went to the right place.
Yeah, you got tricked again. Not that you got tricked in the first place. You got kind of bait and switched in the first place. We'll put a link up for the correct McAfee uninstaller for you there, Alan, and I just don't understand what Adobe's thinking, but... This is something Dennis has dealt with and seen.
Yes. Oh, so. Yeah. I've already had to fix this for some of our customers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go to.
Not only that, but I have Defender. And for them to tell me I'm not, you know, my computer isn't protected and all that, that's the worst slap in the face.
I hear you. So we'll put the link up there for you, but we got to go to a break, okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate your being there.
Our pleasure. All right. He's got some work to do there with McAfee. We'll be right back. We are back. We're here till 11, and then Dr. Alessi will be in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that, and then I hear law talk, and pet talk, and all the talks are back, which is nice. So stick around here at WTIC or via the Odyssey app. See, the great thing about the Odyssey app is you're just streaming it no matter where you are on whatever device you're on, and you get the strongest signal that way, or unless you have issues with your Wi-Fi. There's always something. All right, let's go on to Antoinette in Fairfield to see what she's got going on. What's going on, Antoinette?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
I have a question, stupid one, I know.
No question is a stupid question.
None.
I remember a time when you can get TV service with your cable, your internet, and you didn't have to have a TV. And
so wait. You want to watch TV without a TV? That's a good one.
Well, you can stream online. It was to keep the bill down. So I said, just add that. That'll keep the bill down.
Oh, sorry. So, internet without the TV charge. Yeah, I got
but
you.
But I'm noticing now, even with GoNetSuite, it seems that you have to have a TV in order to have TV channels. Am I correct in that?
TV, so when you say...
I don't have a TV in the house. I haven't had a TV for over 20 years. I got rid of it because all I was doing was exercising my son on the remote.
I gotcha. Okay. No, you don't need a TV to have internet with GoNetSpeed. No,
okay, the internet, but to watch TV, like ABC, NBC, you know, different shows, it seems like you need to have a TV for them to hook you up.
Nope, they'll give you the modem, and now you're online with a high-speed connection, and you can bring up your computer and then bring up Netflix if you want. Log into Netflix and watch Netflix
or YouTube TV or Hulu Live TV or whatever you want to sign up for.
Yeah, so you can stream whichever
service.
On the computer, yep.
Right, on the computer, okay.
Yes.
Because they keep telling me, because I know with Cablevision, because I have Optimum here and in this area, and... I tried one time before, and they said, no, you need to have a TV to have the TV service added to the internet service.
Nope. You just pay for a third-party streaming, like YouTube TV. So you're just going to pay for an internet only from whichever is the cheapest provider in Fairfield. And then you choose that streaming service, whichever it is, Sling, YouTube TV, and you can watch it on computers, cell phones, tablets. You don't need a TV, which, congratulations, you don't have a TV. But you don't, you're, That's probably what everybody is not understanding about you.
And I only watch three things.
Yep.
The new $100,000 pyramid, Family Feud, no, four, and the Hallmark Channel when I was able to get that with a...
All right.
But that's no longer possible.
All right. So then check out... We're coming up against a hard break here, Antoinette, but check out Sling TV to see if it has those stations for you. It's probably...
I saw that. They, for what I want... To get the channels I want, I would have to go to the third tier for those channels.
All right, we got to let you go, Antoinette. We're running out of time. I want to thank everyone for joining us. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything live.
We want you to be geeks, too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.